This is Mike Johnson with the download edition of the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Wednesday, September the 3rd. Russia's actions undermine the basic security of Europe. That was how the French government justified its dramatic change of heart over the sale of arms to Russia. France is suspending the delivery of a warship to Russia because of the conflict in Ukraine. The announcement followed months of lobbying from France's allies, including some US lawmakers, to scrap the sale. Only in July, President Hollande said the contract would be too costly to cancel. François Heisbourg is a former French government advisor. Why did he think the president had changed his mind now?
I think the key moment was last Thursday when the president, in a speech he gave to the French ambassadors, said that if it were confirmed that Russian forces were in Ukraine, that would be unacceptable and intolerable. And since it's quite clear now that there are Russian troops in Ukraine, he had to draw the consequences of that analysis. If something is intolerable and unacceptable, you are not going to deliver weapons of war to the unacceptable and the intolerable.
Because presumably there's a price to be paid for this. For a start, I think, what, about $1.5 billion is going to have to be paid back to the Russians who've already paid for the ship, I think.
Yeah, about €1 billion have apparently already been paid. There may also be damages, of course. Legally, it's a very complicated situation because the ships are built from components which are, some of them are French, but some of them are actually from Russia. So the ownership issue itself is actually quite fraught. But then the French, I think, have been quite clever in their wording because they didn't say that they were cancelling the contract outright. They were saying that the conditions for delivery were no longer there. So it's really now up to the Russians to decide whether they will want to terminate the contract. That's one consequence in financial terms. The other one, which is much more important, actually, is the so-called reputational risk. France wants to be seen as a safe supplier of weapons on the arms market, in the case for the UK or the United States, and of course in other competition for arms sales in India or Poland or wherever, some of the competition is clearly going to make the point that the French may not always be relied upon. So there's going to have to be some damage limitation on that front by the French.
And of course there's the question of this second ship. There are two ships due to be delivered to Russia, aren't there?
Yes, they are. The fate of the second ship is much less urgent. Either things will have gone to hell in a handbasket in Ukraine in the interval, and the second ship will follow the fate of the first one, or things will have gotten back to a more acceptable course. But that's 6 months from now, which is a very long time in the current state of affairs.
Because we're often told that this warship contract supports 1,000 jobs in the French shipbuilding and defence industries. From what you said, I guess the French government is hoping, looking the weeks and months ahead, hopefully we can persuade the Russians to change course, to do something different, which will allow this postponement
to be reversed. The jobs issue is real, but it's not actually terribly big. The first ship has actually been practically finished. So the only one which is still being worked on seriously is the second one. And as far as direct jobs are concerned, it's maybe around 300. So it's not the sort of figure which was being advanced in order to justify the refusal by the French to cancel delivery. And furthermore, the shipyards which are involved actually have quite a solid order book. And although there will be some difficulties with their bottom line and so on, it shouldn't be too difficult with some government support to deal with the job issue.
François Heisbourg, now a special advisor at the Foundation for Strategic Studies in Paris. Talk of a possible ceasefire in Ukraine went down well on the financial markets. Carrie Leahy at Decision Economics in New York gave me the view from Wall Street.
Well, the initial reaction was very favorable in the States and the global markets in general, so that helped the market up earlier in the day. Any sense that there could be a ceasefire or a lessening of tensions is generally good for equity markets, and the U.S. was no surprise there. And then, obviously, the market gets overtaken by more company or U.S.-specific events, but the market got off to a good start upon the news of some lessening of tensions regarding the Ukraine.
And then later came the news that France was postponing the delivery of one of the two warships it has a contract to sell to Russia. Interesting to get a US view on that. I mean, how's that likely to go down across the Atlantic? There had been a lot of pressure piling on the French, especially from some senators in Washington, to do this. Will this be received favorably, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. It's well known in policy circles that France tends to be the last major country to shut down its arms relationships with countries that other countries don't want them to do business with, meaning that if you check the records, there are quite a bit of unpopular governments that have gotten armaments from France. So the fact that they were willing to put their money where their mouth was, so to speak, and say, yes, we're going to cut back some business, because it's tough for any country to say, hey, we're going to cut back highly profitable arms business with a country we have to hold our nose with about, because it means jobs and money in our country. So the fact that France, which has traditionally been someone who's been very reluctant to do that, is finally willing to do it, I think is a very positive step and will be treated very favorably by the policymakers and legislators here in the States.
Gary Leahy. Well, the Dow finished up a tenth of a percent at 17,078. London's main share index, that was up 0.7% at 6,873.